there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital. We are on FM. We are on Sirius Satellite Radio. One more. Can you guess what it is?
Yeah, I often give a guess every day.
I know you
But this one's online.
Yeah.
Oh,
NPR.org/Bryant Park.
How often are we online? Part of the time?
24/7, man. 24/7. My name's Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Pesca. Gentlemen into the breach? No. Gentle ladies onto the mat, the wrestling mat. But first, before we talk about women in wrestling, we will get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak says it's time for Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to go. Olmert is under investigation for corruption. Barak, who was previously Prime Minister, says Olmert can't manage the country and deal with the investigation at the same time. Barak said today if Olmert doesn't step down, he'll work to force early elections. The turmoil at the top comes at a critical time for Israel. There's been increased movement lately on peace talks with Palestinians and Syrians. 2.5 centuries of royal rule come to an end today in Nepal, as the newly elected National Assembly there abolishes the world's last Hindu monarchy. Sam Taylor has more from Kathmandu.
King Gyanendra's legacy will not be a happy one. The monarch will be remembered as the man who lost Nepal's crown. Landmark polls last month to vote for the assembly saw the country's former rebel Maoists emerge as surprise winners. The Maoists launched a guerrilla war aimed at toppling the monarchy in 1996, and they battled security forces for a decade before reaching a peace deal in 2006. King Gyanendra helped seal his own fate in 2005, when he sacked the government and took direct control. His authoritarian rule lasted 14 months before massive protests organized by the political parties and rebels forced him to stand down in April 2006. Since then, he's been stripped of most of his powers, and Wednesday we'll see him transformed from God King to Commoner.
Sam Taylor reporting from Kathmandu. In Myanmar, foreign aid will continue despite the military government there extending the house arrest of democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi. The UN and the U.S. both criticize the move, but stress they won't stop helping cyclone victims. Human rights group Amnesty International has a new report out pushing for the U.S. to close down its prison in Guantanamo Bay. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The executive director of Amnesty International USA says the U.S. can't speak out as effectively as it should on human rights in places like Sudan or Myanmar, in part because of Guantanamo. Larry Cox points out that the three leading candidates for president have all said they will close Guantanamo. The question is how and when.
We have to make sure that in closing Guantanamo, we're closing an ugly chapter in American history. We're not simply transferring the practices in Guantanamo to other places.
The Amnesty International report is also tough on emerging powers such as China. Amnesty's annual report says there's a growing gap between what governments say and do when it comes to human rights.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. Some good news about the childhood obesity epidemic in the U.S. It's not that good, though. An alarming number of kids are still fat. But after 25 years of increases in the percentage of obese children, the trend appears to have leveled off. This from a new Centers for Disease Control study. They're warning that there's a long way to go.
The levels are still high. You know, they're triple what they were in the 60s and 70s in terms of obesity. And there's still significant disparities by race, ethnicity, and by age.
That's Cynthia Ogden, author of the CDC study. And that's your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mark.